Testing, testing. What does this sound like? This has the AC on. Hey, Jan, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, give me one sec. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You're all good.
Yeah, you want me to put my fancy podcast equipment headphones, or you want me to
You can if you like. To be honest, you can choose whatever you want. You sound okay coming through right now, so it's completely up to you.
I like to sound great, not okay. So let me pull my fancy stuff.
I love it. What do you have? What's your setup over there?
I'm a big Shure fan. I don't know why they don't have like headphones with a mic. I don't understand.
Would buy it. If Shure put that out, everyone would buy it immediately. I mean, I have a Shure myself here too. So
look at that thing. I can't go anywhere. I'm like, what's wrong with you guys? Like, get real. I'm like proposing.
And they just won't listen to you, huh? Yeah, Razer eventually put out a DSLR webcam. I don't know if you saw that, but it's pretty neat. It actually works really well.
Really?
Yeah, it's a full It's like it's the size of a webcam, but it's a full DSLR, so it's pretty neat. Well, awesome, Jan. No, thanks a bunch.
And then I bought some other brand, and they have this massive jack. And I'm like,
unsure?
Guys, how do I connect it to a Mac? They're like, oh, yeah, you need to buy that, and then you need to add this. And I'm like, move away. I don't understand what you're saying.
We'll need to rework their strategy top down here, I think.
People talk about pain point for entrepreneurs, that's a pain point, but I'm not going to start ahead from that.
All right. Well, we'll keep
Let
it.
Let me just change my setting.
You take your time. We'll keep it relatively quick today. It'll only take 20 minutes or so.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. Excellent. Now you sound real good.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and start recording. One thing that I want to check, I pronounce your full name, Jan Raz Friedman, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's perfect. But let me refresh because I'm frozen and I see you're frozen. So I'm going to refresh my webpage. Okay, I think I'm back.
Good. Okay. All right. Excellent. All right. So,
Russ Friedman is great. Yes.
Excellent. So the way it'll work is I'll kick it off super quick, less than a 30-second intro. I'm just going to ask you to explain a bit about your work, mostly around what you guys do for brands, etc. Any of your Web3 overlap, any of your AI overlap, and then just advice that you have for general people in the space. So no gotcha questions, nothing hard.
Sounds good.
Okay. Here we go. Good morning, and welcome to Web3 Wednesdays, where we chat through some of the complex and nuanced topics in crypto and Web3 at large so that you can stay ahead of the curve. So today I'm joined by Jan Raz Friedman, CEO of Super Social. It's a studio and agency producing games and experiences for brands across platforms like Roblox, Minecraft, Fortnite, and other emerging Web3 projects. Super Social touches on a core theme of interest of ours in 2023, which is the intersection of commercial interests with user-generated content on supportive platforms. Jan is at the ground level of this movement, and his experience in working with brands to bring their experiences to life is an excellent lens with which to view the current ecosystem. So we're keen to dig in. So Jan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
All right. Well, so just to kick it off, can you explain a little bit about your work? How does it intersect, with gaming in general, Web3 in particular, if you could?
Yeah. So, we've started the company in June 2020, really with the hypothesis that virtual world in 3D is going to be the evolution of the mobile applications and cloud, and really taking the internet into a more immersive internet with sense of presence, where people express themselves differently through their avatars, socialize, and really connect in a whole new way. You can think of it almost like e-commerce connected to social media, connected to gaming. And we believe that platforms like Roblox are at the forefront of that movement as we move into the next 10 to 20 years of the internet. And we started Super Social to really build the most incredible virtual world with superior quality and really help turn those into businesses, which means we're building both original IP and we're also building with partners, brands, and IP owners. And the way we do that is by really offering our 360 solutions in which we build, engineer, launch, grow, and operate these virtual worlds with these partners and really help them launch something that is much more than a marketing activation, but actually a virtual world that can become a real IP and a real business asset. And that's what we're really excited about unlocking for our partners.
Yeah, phenomenal. And it, just to give people a scope, you know, of what you guys have done to date, can you give any numbers around, you know, how many brands you guys have worked with or how many users or across your experiences, anything in that direction?
Yeah, so we've worked, we've had a few games that we've launched as an original IP on the platform, among them Ghostopia on Roblox. And then last year we've launched with Nars Cosmetics, which is a prestige beauty brand owned by Shiseido, which is a big Japanese conglomerate. We launched Nars Color Quest, which became very quickly the number one branded beauty experience on the Roblox platform, with 42 million play sessions slash downloads, depending, you know, who you ask. Incredible sentiment from the community, about 86%. And in total, we had about 60 million play sessions across our portfolio in 2022. And then this year alone, we're really excited. We're going to launch at least 6 new game worlds by brand partners on the Roblox platform, and maybe more later this year.
That is awesome. And, you know, these brands, what are they looking to deploy mostly? You know, are they looking to deploy games or more metaverse type experiences? What's kind of the trend in that direction?
You know, I think that definitely, regardless of what is the experience that is being launched, there's definitely gameplay. I think to a large extent, when we think about quote unquote metaverse and virtual world, it's still very much associated with gameplay experiences. I mean, we are talking about majority of the people who actually live in the metaverse at the moment are people who are below age 18. And so regardless if it's a time-based activation or if it's a kind of branded experience or quote unquote a game world, gameplay loop are definitely part of every experience that we create. And really what these brands are looking for, the brands are looking for building and cementing relationship within this next generation of audience, right? These next generation of consumers. Sure. And you want to build relationships early. So engaging with these communities is the number one priority for the brands. The second thing is really building sustainable relationships. And that can be these persistent virtual worlds that allow users to continue and engage with the brand. And also that is connected ultimately to a Discord server that amplify the super fans relationship with the brand. And then lastly, definitely we're starting to see more and more emphasis by brands on monetization, which again lines up really well with the way we're thinking about turning virtual world into businesses and assets.
That's really interesting that you mentioned monetization there, because one direction I wanted to go with this is kind of, you know, platform dependence or platform independence, right? Do the brands have a preferred method of deployment? Do they prefer that you put it on Minecraft or Roblox or Fortnite, or do they not really care? Are they not at that level of sophistication yet?
I would say at this level, definitely we're seeing a growing level of sophistication from brands. However, I think brands at the moment take the approach of what we refer to at Super Social, which is let's fish where the fish are. I think brands are smart and savvy enough to understand that they need to be where the audience are, regardless if it's a music company or a fashion company or a beauty company. And this is why I think at the moment, the largest activations and the largest products being built by brands, I would say with the largest investments, are typically happening on platforms like Roblox, Fortnite Creative, and so on and so forth. Not to say that there are other platform of interest to brands, but I would say at the moment, and this is where Super Social focuses on, like when you look at the scale of Roblox, 67 million daily active users, you know, Fortnite has about 25 million daily. When you're looking at that, you know, Minecraft has 12, 15 million at daily active. When you look at that scale, it's pretty clear that brands want to be where the audience is. This may well shift and change over the coming years, but we still believe that these are the category leaders of that audience at the moment. And we're seeing robust pipeline of brands who want to come in.
Well, I'm very curious to see if there's a, you know, kind of a sneaky third or fourth who comes in there from left field who we don't actually see coming up. But I'm sure you would let us know if you see a new platform arriving on the scene.
For sure. And I do think Minecraft is kind of, you know, I would say Minecraft has been surprisingly not taking that approach of making Minecraft a platform. I think it seems like Microsoft is really doubling down on Minecraft as a game with modding, really much the classic Minecraft approach, and actually expanding it as a franchise, instead of building developer tools, economies, and so on and so forth. And, you know, you see Epic Games introducing UEFN to turn Fortnite Creative into a platform. Is other side, Mythical, Sandbox, Decentraland are going to have any relevancy in these domains in the future? I think the jury is very much still out.
Yeah, and I think that all, again, kind of ties back to this core theme of monetization, right? And I'm curious about monetization in this capacity, both as it relates to the brand, but also to you as your own business model, right? So some of these platforms obviously do revenue share in some capacity. Some may allow you to monetize inside the experience. Walk us through that. You know, what does that look like both on your side commercially and also for the brand? You know, what are they looking to get out of it? Do they even care about revenue share dynamics? Is that important to them?
Well, definitely important for certain brands who are thinking about building a sustainable virtual world that ultimately will finance itself. Monetization is a key parameter of how do you actually build something that can finance itself, essentially reaching a cash flow positive of the experience. And that is, when you think just about that, that is quite a paradigm shift. Brands until today have been thinking about channels where they can invest marketing dollars in exchange of user awareness. You're now talking about brands potentially monetizing and building revenue streams that are completely new, that ultimately allows these quote unquote marketing channel to be self-sustained. That is pretty new. No one goes to TikTok and say, okay, let's put $1 million on TikTok and we'll recoup the investment because we're gonna put ads against the TikTok. Like, that's not a conversation brands are having. On Roblox, Fortnite Creative, brands are starting to have a conversation, which is, what's our revenue projections? When do we recoup the investment? How much time is going to pass until we can actually have a self-sustained business asset? That's the education we're providing to brands. And what we're really excited is to show that a video game by a brand can become a business asset in a way that no one imagined only 3 years ago.
I love that take, because that actually plays into yet another theme that's getting to be quite a name in 2023, which is this idea of transmedia, right? So transmedia has been at, kind of the back of the pack here for a couple of years now, but it's creeping up to the forefront, right? You're seeing folks like Netflix, like Amazon, et cetera, people dipping their toes into gaming and expanding their enterprises beyond their core media channels. And to me, you know, when I see things like what you guys are doing, where you're taking an ordinary brand, a cosmetics brand or something like that, that frankly has nothing to do with gaming in any capacity, and expanding what could functionally be described as the story of that brand into a different medium like gaming, to me, that's extremely exciting. And so this broader theme of transmedia, I'm curious if you have any thoughts on that, right? Do you see shows, for example, animes, et cetera, folks cross-deploying into these UGC platforms as yet another vector of expressing their story?
100%. I think my belief, and I know it's kind of self-serving for Super Social, but I do believe, because that's why we started the company to some extent, I do believe that a persistent virtual world is a living organism. And I think every brand, every IP owner, every entity that interacts with consumers will ultimately have part of their strategy, just like e-commerce became part of your strategy as a brand. I believe virtual world will be a core part of brands' strategy as they not only expand the user awareness around their brand, but also how do they think about monetizing their IP. And I think when you look at a world where I believe within the next decade, you'll have hundreds of millions of people who spend on their virtual identities as much, if not more, than their physical identity, I don't think it's that crazy to think about metaverse native fashion brands, beauty brands, et cetera, et cetera. But I also think it's quite prudent to assume that brands, especially the more pioneering brands, the more avant-garde brands, will start thinking about virtual identity as a way to monetize with new complete product lines that ultimately can spin off to a physical product and vice versa.
Sure.
Something that starts physically, evolving to virtually. And I think one more point is, which is interesting because you talked about transmedia, there's a good reason why brands in the last 50 years didn't do their own TV shows. They didn't do their own movies, right? You never saw a beauty brand creates their own cinematic like experience. You've never seen a beauty brand creates their own TV show because it's a linear media. There is no sense of presence. There's no sense of emergent. Mm-hmm. There's no sense of expression. Virtual world, because of the modality of 3D, is now providing brands a whole new opportunity that in the last 50 years just didn't exist. Especially because these virtual worlds are not just media, they're also communities.
Sure.
And I think that flywheel of community, interaction, and immersive experiences is really at the core of, I think, this new wave of modality that brands are now starting to be open to.
And kind of two things moving off of that are, you know, this idea of community inside of Web3 as a whole is obviously very important and leads to a ton of different monetization opportunities, both frankly for users and creators themselves. I want to touch on Web3 briefly, and I also want to touch on AI, because I think that there's obviously been a ton of progress in AI over the past couple of months, and I'm curious if any of those tool sets play into your workflow and make it easier for brands to continue to enter the space because it speeds up their time to experiment or time to market. So starting with, you know, the Web3 question, where do you guys sit with respect to Web3? Do you have, you know, a ton of interaction with Web3 markets in general, or do you have a thesis in that direction?
You know, our thesis in, at a high level on the long term is that we definitely see a gradual evolution of the internet becoming more user-owned internet. I think people will have, people are already investing a lot in their virtual and digital assets. I think they it makes a lot of sense that over the years, these digital native, these metaverse native audiences would want to have ownership that even more profound and being able to control how they use those assets and where. And I think the way that being implemented, that's a big question mark, right? Is there going to be platform interoperability? Are you going to be able to take assets from one place to another? Is there going to be a focal point of an identity that sits on, let's say, Discord that also provides you a gateway to many other platforms, et cetera, et cetera? The implementation, I think, is the biggest question mark. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt in my mind that people would want to have a greater control of their digital assets and would want to control if and where and how they use that and where. So that is kind of the long-term hypothesis. And that's really aligned with just the way we're thinking about an expressive 3D internet where people are going to constantly invest more and more in their virtual identity and want to experience the internet as such. Now, what we're doing today is really we're focusing on the platform that are the biggest, where we have the greatest chances of building great experiences for the largest amount of audience and also building a great business. And so, you know, I think for us, what that means is I believe some of the platform we're seeing today, Roblox, Fortnite Creative, et cetera, some of them, may not be all of them, will have to figure out a way of what does an user-owned internet means for them.
Sure.
Are they going to stay closed or are they going to open up and have some level of interoperability? I think we're building on top of those platforms, so we're kind of dependent on what they do. But I think we'll have to wait and see which ones. Ultimately, users will vote with their legs. If users will want openness and interoperability, platforms will have to figure out, otherwise they will die. But I think we'll need to see how much demand is really coming from users versus, you know, hype and what, you know, older people think that the internet should look like. So that's kind of one thing. The second thing is, look, we're very conscious that there are platforms and companies like Yuga and Otherworld, Mythical, Sandbox, and so on and so forth that are, you know, in a way, metaverse or Web3 native that are really built to be open and interoperable. You know, we're keeping an eye on what these platforms are doing. We feel like if and when the opportunity arises that these platforms are relevant for Super Social, we'd love to take a bite and see how we can contribute to the evolution of this platform. And again, you know, serve users where they are and ultimately bring the best and the greatest brands and IP owners into these platforms as well. But I do think at the moment it's pretty clear that these platforms and environment are super early on, which is totally fine. And so for the time being, we're going to keep doubling down on the major platform where we see the greatest economic activity and the greatest user base.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think with respect to the user base, obviously there's two sides to this market. There's the users and then there's the brands. And you have to bring both those together. From the brand side of that equation, who do you see as, you know, foremost or even a thought leader or someone like really in the front? Are there, you know, two or three brands that you think people should be paying attention to and just watching what they do in this kind of metaverse type area?
Look, I think obviously I can share an example from Super Social with NARS Cosmetics that I think mm-hmm. have been really pioneering. Even before Super Social worked with them on the Roblox platform, they had an activation on Animal Crossing back in COVID times, where Animal Crossing, you know, was an obsessive destination for, you know, a large population of young people around the world. So I think NARS Cosmetics has definitely been like a front runner in innovation in the space, and I give a ton of credit to the team over there, and very excited to be their partner. There are a few more brands that I'd love to share more visibility on, but maybe later down the year, later this year, if you invite me more. But look, I think there are a few brands that I think came early. I think Gucci came early into the Roblox platform with a bunch of experiences and experiments, which I think were like really interesting, and they definitely opened eyes for the luxury category. I think Gucci were kind of the first luxury brand to come into the Roblox platform. So you got to give them credit for that. Of, you know, you can imagine with a luxury brand, there's a loyal following. You want to be really careful. I give them a lot of credit for making that bet on the Roblox platform super early and coming in. And then, you know, another brand I would mention that I think there has been a bit of a backlash on their execution. But again, I got to give them the credit for coming in, which is Walmart. You know, largest retailer in the world, came into the Roblox platform, wanted to launch something. I'm sure they're going to do more. And I think it's great to see luxury, you know, brands at a global level launching something. It's great to see, you know, beauty pioneers like NARS Colorquest coming in and being innovators in the space. And it's great to see the world's largest retailer coming early and taking a stand on, hey, Roblox is for real. It's not just for kids.
I absolutely love that. I'm very excited and hopeful that a lot of these major brands, you know, kind of like you mentioned the Walmart backlash, if they do get pushback, I hope this doesn't push them out. I genuinely hope that they internalize the feedback and they see this as a growing market opportunity where there is so much more space and passion to kind of continue to grow in that direction. And I think that's what will happen. I think that they will obviously see that as like, you know, it's marketing, it's A/B testing, right? Like this worked, this didn't work. It's not exactly a binary, you know, we should be in the metaverse or we shouldn't. It's just another advertising and marketing vector for these brands to tell their story, right?
I think it's a huge mistake to come in and feel like the first bet is the only bet. I think right. It's great to come in, invest the money, build something great, and then learn and keep investing because we are really scratching the surface of this category of virtual world. And I'll say one more thing, which is, you know, I think brands and businesses are starting to also understand, and again, we're doing a lot of education on that front. They're starting to understand that Roblox, Fortnite Creative, these virtual worlds that are persistent, this is not a TikTok campaign where you like test and learn for 50K. Let's see what happens. Let's let it sit for a few months and boom, we come back. Oh my God, we had a lot of millions of views on TikTok. This is a whole different ballgame. And I think this is why I'm excited because we're so early and I think it will take a couple of more years to show the use cases and build that education. And again, if you remember 2006, 2007, 2008, Facebook pages come out. What is the first thing that brand did? Hey, we need a Facebook page. Why? We don't know, but we need a lot of likes. Okay, great. Now we have the likes. Now what? What do we do? It's just, it's a novelty that then becomes a mainstream.
Sure.
And I think what's really interesting though, is that games and these virtual world have been around for the past 15, 20 years. And I think this is what's fascinating is that the human behavior of the users is really anchored as a social fabric. It's not like this new behavior that started yesterday. You're talking about a human behavior that's been around for 20 years.
It's a massive
industry.
It's
just now, yeah. Exactly. It's just now happening that I think brands are starting to recognize that it's really a social platform behavior, not quote unquote only people come and play video games like they do on an Xbox.
I completely agree. And I want to take a moment to go back to the AI question real quick, since it will obviously be a question that everyone is curious about. Do you guys see AI impacting your corner of the business? Are you guys currently deploying any AI workflows? Does it help brands get to market faster in this specific segment? What are your thoughts?
I think at the moment, you know, we have been fortunate to be part of the AI generator that Roblox has built as a beta. So Super Social has been part of that beta, and we're very excited about the possibilities. And it's great to see the platforms that are investing in integrating generative AI capabilities into the game engine. And that's what we're excited about with Roblox, and I'm sure other platforms will follow suit. I think at the moment, it's pretty clear that there is a certain level of shallow experimentation of AI generation by brands. When it comes to the work we do, at the moment, AI for us really comes in the form of accelerating development, optimizing and extending the capabilities of our teams. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of my long-term bet about AI and the way we're excited about generative AI, which is an extension of the human mind and creativity, not a replacement of the human mind and creativity, although probably there will be a replacement in some categories, but definitely not on the creative realm. And so, for example, we use a generative AI to extend the capabilities of our art team, to prototype faster, to provide optionalities of our art worlds that we're building in a way that for our team would take weeks and months to actually create. So I would say at the moment, it's really around optimization, diversification, and acceleration of production. And I do believe ultimately that will flow as these tools become more sophisticated and affordable. I do believe they're going to be a way of how that impacts brand integrations and also the way we allow users with ever-growing level of customization and personalization, which I think is what's going to happen in the next 2 to 3 years as well.
Yeah, I think that's great color. And it's good to hear about the Roblox AI component too. I'm very curious to see how that pans out down the road. Just three last wrap-up questions here real quick. First of all, do you have any advice for new builders trying to get into your space? People who are really excited about doing this, what would you tell them if they're just starting out?
You know, just jump into the platforms that you are not only excited about the novelty of the technology, but also where you can really build things that helps you build the business. That's number one. And I would say just really make sure that you're creating things that go beyond the hype.
That makes a lot of sense. I think not paying attention to the current meta and, you know, looking forward to the next step is probably a good start.
I get asked every day, like, hey, how do you feel about like the metaverse now no longer popular? I'm like, I love it. Thank God. Finally, like, let's just build, let's create stuff. Like, this is a relatively new category. The fact that some, you know, media outlets feel like the metaverse is dead. Cool. The metaverse hasn't even arrived yet. So it's definitely not dead.
And kind of with respect to that, is there anything that we should be paying attention to coming up out of Super Social soon? What should people be looking for?
You should be looking to hear from us over the next several months, because we're going to launch some incredible persistent virtual game worlds on the Roblox platform with really some of the most exciting and innovative brands and IP owners in the world. And I cannot wait to share more.
Awesome. Phenomenal. And finally, where can people, you know, follow you guys to learn more? Where should they go look at you guys?
You can find Super Social on LinkedIn. You can follow me on LinkedIn as well. And you can also check into the Metaverse podcast and newsletter, where I write more about our work there.
Awesome.
SuperSocialInc.com.
Perfect. Well, Jan, thanks a ton for coming on. This has been hugely enjoyable. Really, really excited about you guys' work and curious to see where the whole, you know, Metaverse Builder platform goes in the future.
Thanks for having me, Sam. It was great.
See ya. All right.